So that was Pride 48 Weekend, and I wish I had been able to listen more. I hope Big Fatty puts his shows out from that. I don't know when he'll do that, though. He's getting ready to retire soon, so he'll have lots of time on his hands, like me. So here's the other thing. Well, a couple other things I was going to say I want to share.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I hope Big Fatty puts it out.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2720. The BFO for right the 29th of June 2018, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about retirement week. Yes, Big Fatty! Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West. And we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Well, old is about what Big Fatty is today. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're oldies today because y'all, the fat lady's singing. Big Fatty, I didn't know that the old gal was has taken up a career in singing when she gave up. No, not that fat lady. Y'all, as they say, the fat lady is singing. Because later today, y'all, I will kiss them goodbye. Big Fatty, please, we're eating Cheerios. Say au revoir to the coal mine. Big Fatty, you got a button that had a picture of a mule on it, and it says, kiss my mule. I think that was an ass. Oh, okay, kiss my mule's ass. Big Fatty, that's vulgar, it's true. But, y'all, before I get into what's been going on this week, y'all, by the way, I hope you've enjoyed the Pride 48 little shows that I played Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Y'all had a special thank you to that Ching Chong John Ong for helping me get all set up, and for Moose P. What am I trying to say? Yes, Big Fatty, for being on the little show. He did. We talked about retirement. And y'all, after the Bulgarian national anthem today, y'all, we had the Northern Mexican national anthem, because y'all, on Sunday, It is Blame Canada Day, Big Fatty, and Big Fatty, isn't that the flag that has the wacky tobacco? No, that's a maple leaf. Oh, I thought it was wacky tobacco. Well, I think it soon will be wacky tobacco, Big Fatty. But y'all, before we get into any more of this craziness, let's do this. In addition to Northern Mexico, Big Fatty, that's the home of the number one fan of the BFO for 2018. That him and the Turnip Head and Urban Guy T.O. and the Fade Driver. And I know I'm missing other place. Formerly the home of Mark and Calendar. Y'all, I know I'm missing other people. And I just Big Fatty, you just move forward. Maybe they didn't hear you. But y'all, on Sunday. On Sunday, we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal on Canada Day. Y'all, the first, y'all, he is a somewhat new listener to the little show. Y'all, he is the other half of Rick and Jerry. Big Fatty, is it Jerry? No, it's Rick. It's Rick and Big Fatty, we just love him. He's just lovely. It's true. Y'all, then we also have, y'all, he is one of the co-hosts of the Taste Like Burning Little Show. Y'all, it's T.L.B. James. Big Fatty, we love T.L.B. James, too. It's true. And y'all, then also on the 1st of July, y'all, it is Miss Porter. It is Miss Porter's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's down there in the Flow Rider now. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then our final, celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is someone that's been on our minds here in the past week. Y'all, it is Mrs. Northeast Straight Boyfriend. Big Fatty, that is just a bomb. Big Fatty, who would call during the celebrations of... I don't know who would call in the middle of the celebrations of exiting the birth canal, but I will take good care of this. You just go over there. Okay, Big Fatty. Hello?
Oh, hello there, sir. It is your number one Northeast Straight Daddy officially now. Just wanted to call with an update. Last night, oh God, what is today? Wednesday. So, yep, midnight, Wednesday. They basically decided, you know, this kid isn't going to last till 34 weeks. So, we want to do this thing now. And they started doing the Pitocin drip, which basically helps move some contractions along a little bit faster and harder. And 7:19 this morning, Logan Ryan was born. He is 4 pounds and 8 ounces, and he is 18 inches long. And he seems to be doing really good. People in the NICU said that he's doing great with his breathing, which is the big thing. And they have had him on 2 different machines already. Just basically have dropped him down from one to another because he's doing so well on them. And they're thinking probably tomorrow morning we'll be able to drop him down even another one. So he's doing really well. And mom is doing great. We are both absolutely exhausted because I don't know why they decided midnight was a good time to start everything, so we didn't sleep at all last night, so I'm sure we'll be hitting hard tonight. But yeah, figured I would keep everybody in the loop, and also wanted to say thank you to everyone in the family for their well wishes and prayers. All right, hope all is well. I will talk to you soon. Love you.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is my number one Northeast Straight Boyfriend. Yes, Big Fatty, and Dan, thank you so much for the update on the Northeast Straight Baby. Big Fatty, how do you know he's straight? Well, you don't. Big Fatty can always hope. Big Fatty, now you're sounding like a vulgar, dirty old man. Well, I am. Back to the celebrations of exit. Oh, and by the way, good news about young Northeast Straight Baby and Northeast Straight Mrs. Northeast Straight Boyfriend. It's lovely. And y'all, if you see Rick or TLB James or Ms. Porter or Mrs. Northeast Straight Boyfriend on the Twitter or the face space, yo, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, everybody's gonna get a big old piece of Canadian Northern Mexico special edible cake. Oh, Big Fatty, where are the Doritos? Hi!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
So y'all, now before I go any further, Big Fatty, where are you going? I'm not going any further. I wanted to let the number one fan, you know, that's Bill in St. Louis, and the Robs know that their cats had arrived here at the villa. And y'all, I'm going to open retirement cards and giftettes next week. Yes, Big Fatty, got to have some... Not protein, or what is that called? Content. Big Fatty protein. Where'd that come from? I don't know. anyway, and y'all, I got a nice note from Julie today. She said she's sending a card also, but y'all, I thought she had some very wise words for Big Fatty. she says, "Hey, Ricardo, a card is in the mail, but I wanted to add a few thoughts. I'm old enough to be your big sister, so here's my solicited retirement advice. When I retired, I was amazed at the number of people who wanted to tell me how to spend my time. It went something like this. Now, be sure you volunteer, and you have to stick to a schedule, and you should get a part-time job. Their underlying assumption was that I had to be doing something every moment, or I'd be lonely or miserable. Well, I quickly learned to zone out at any time a sentence started with, be sure you, or you have to, or you should. What they really seem to be saying is, under no circumstances should you have any fun. Well, I'm here to tell you that retirement is pure bliss. Beyond that, you'll find your own way, and it will be lovely, just lovely, like your mystery dates." And y'all, and I think that's sage advice. Big Fatty, how about Rosemary and Thyme? Well, that is Rosemary and Thyme advice also. Y'all, and you know, I've asked this question before, and Julie was just so kind in what she says here. She says, "In closing, I've often heard you ask, why on earth would a straight woman listen to the BFO? Well, all I can say is I am listening to a guy who, from the start, made me feel welcome, made me laugh, and left me looking forward to the next time. A friend. That's what you've become. Happy retirement, my friend, Julie." Y'all, and I think that is just as sweet a note as I've ever gotten. I mean, I've gotten lots of sweet notes, and I have lots of sweet people out there that, you know, give of their time and generosity. And but y'all, I just thought that those words just really hit home. Now, y'all, getting back to talking about retirement week, Monday we went to the Swiggin' Swine for the retirement lunch. It was just those of us In the immediate coal mine office is seven of us. The old orange hat that just left about a month ago, he was going to try to make it, but I think that... I don't know what came up, but something came up, but that's just fine. It was just us that are still there. Yes, Big Fatty, but you're not there long. It's true. We started off with the appetizers. We had the poke rinds with the blue cheese and the Tabasco and honey. And y'all, these are the fresh made on premises poke rinds. And you know, then we had the poke rinds with the pimento cheese that Dr. Stone tried when he was here visiting. And y'all, they had something called cone bread beignets. And y'all, I got to tell you, they looked like hush puppies, but they had powdered sugar on them. And y'all, they were crispy on the outside like a hush puppy, but y'all, the inside was sweet, and it was just fluffy. It was just light and airy and fluffy. And y'all, then on top of the powdered sugar they had put on them, y'all, they put orange marmalade on top of it, or something like orange marmalade. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you something, those were the best. I've never heard of a cone bread beignet, but y'all, this sounds like something that Brian in Danbury would just absolutely touch himself inappropriately eating. Yes, we tell him, but he'll do that. Big Freddy, by the way, you know when your Northeast straight boyfriend was talking about little Logan Ryan. He said he was 18 inches long. Big Fatty, isn't Joe in Dallas about the same? Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. Big Fatty, or maybe Casey in Denver? I don't know. So after that, we came back to the coal mine, and y'all, we all ordered, I think everybody ordered a two meat plate. Big Fatty had the burnt ends and the poke belly, and I had the pickled vegetables, and they had the smoked Brussels sprouts, and y'all, it was just lovely. And everybody had a to-go box, and y'all, we've been having that for our lunches as the week progressed. Tuesday, y'all, it was kind of a quiet day. Y'all, there have been some retirement parties that Big Fatty has attended with others that are retiring from the coal mine this week. Y'all, there's about 40 retiring from the coal mine this week. Y'all, I think they said that among those 40 people, there was 950 years of service. Oh, dear. I say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely weekend. Y'all all have to finish your Big Fatty. You'll have to tell them about the coupon and the rest of the week next week. It's true. And y'all, well, at least you'll have some content next week. Big Fatty, maybe the last week we have any. But and y'all, I've got packages and cards to open. And who knows what else? Who knows what else? Y'all at the beginning. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard another retiree who's going to be down there in the Nolens. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's Archer. And Archer, as you're preparing for New Orleans, what's the main thing you're thinking about?
I hope Big Fatty puts it out.
Oh, Big Fatty, he hopes you put out what? I don't know.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.